Hey, if you want to think about what the identity of this team is, Coach Nagy, it's Montgomery. It's your offensive line. Block, run the ball. We'll find success.
On a two-game win streak, but that means nothing. And so, you know, after that sixth game that we lost in, what we did is we talked about we have four games that are guaranteed to us. And all we can do is try every way possible to win four.
Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs? You kidding me?
It's time to start thinking playoffs, Bears fans. Holy Christ, who saw that happening? Not us, but hey, it's reality. After a two-game winning streak, they need a little bit of help, but they are on the precipice. On tonight's Zero Doinks, we are going to talk all about a big victory in Minnesota, as well as previewing another huge game in Jacksonville, the armpit of America. I think I've heard it called that. No offense, Jacksonville. Anywho, we'll look at gambling angles. We will look at fantasy football angles, as well as visit the Big Ten Minute. We've got some football to talk about as Brett Bielema is the new Illinois head honcho, plus much, much more. Coming up, Zip Doinks!
Zero Doinks! Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks! Oh my God, the Bears. Holy Christ on a cracker. Merry Christmas to us, Bears fans. We're alive and well. The playoffs. Oh, we're sniffing them. We're going to talk all about it today, right, Dan? Oh God, your hair looks great.
Thanks, buddy. I need a haircut, buddy. I'm always prepared for your really loud Zero Doinks at the beginning of this. I think I'm prepared, and I'm never ready. It always stuns me. It gets me a few chuckles, so I'm glad you sort of you lead us into it with a few words, because I usually am spitting on my ham. So thank you so much, Bill. Good to see you. Christ on a cracker, indeed. He's the reason for the season. Buddy, whoa. Who is this Bears team? Whoa, what?
I like them. Whoever they are, I like them. Keep feeding it to us, right? I mean, what happened?
Running the football. Do you think Nagy is like physically uncomfortable when we run the ball that much? Like, I feel like he's embarrassed. Like, I feel like he goes home to his family and they're like, "Great game, Dad," and he's just like, "Oh, I'm so sorry you guys had to see that. That was just old school football. Oh, that just pains me." Bill Lazor. Oh, he just ran it so many times. I don't know, but I love it. That's what we should be doing and should have been doing for fucking ever.
Yeah, that's where it's kind of damning with Matt Nagy, but who cares at this point, right? It's like, let's eat, baby. Let's put that spoon. Why do the running backs, does it make you uncomfortable? I know why they're doing it. They're saying, feed me the ball. Monty doesn't do it, though. Thank God, because it makes me feel weird.
Do other running backs do it? I know. It's an Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, whoops. Go get a test, buddy. Oh, my God. That was concerning, even over microphones.
Yes.
I think that's a Zeke Elliott thing. Feed me. Blah, 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 blah. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Actually, I kind of love it because in my mind I make that exact noise. Gobble, 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 gobble. I love it. I wish Monty would do it now. Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay, well, I guess I could be convinced, but not yet. Yeah, I see it more in college than the NFL, because they're professionals. They don't need to be like, gobble, gobble, gobble. They don't need to be doing that, Dan. They are mature. You don't say mature, do you? You say mature, right?
It sounds like I say matoire. It sounds like you're trying to bring back the no fun league, Bill. Stop it, buddy. Let's have some fun, all right? All right. I mean, where do we want to start? Mitch? Let's talk about Mitch.
Okay.
Everyone's. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. He's cooking. He definitely seems like he's a bit more confident. I like he's hitting guys on the run. The receivers are actually in flight when he's hitting them. Yeah, I mean, it helps, you know, we talked about the running game. If we get Montgomery going, then that takes a lot of pressure off of Mitch. I mean, it's that simple. This like back and forth of, you know, we have to, you know, Mitch, I'm a Mitch truther. I hate Mitch. Why are people freaking out right now? Just enjoy it for what it is right now, right? Like, why is everyone getting worked up? It's fun, but he's still Mitch. He threw one touchdown. It's not like he burned the Vikings, who are fairly depleted on the defense now, right? I mean, it's not like we lit him up for like seven touchdowns in the air. So, but it was fun. It was fun. We're moving the ball.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, get him out of the pocket. You should have listened to Dan and Bill, Matt and Nagy. We've been saying it for 2 years, you motherfucker. But no, yeah, who cares about off-season conversations now? Like you said, I saw you tweeted something earlier today. Like, just relax. Let's enjoy this, baby. We finally, you know, don't kill our Bears buzz, 2020 off-season people. Relax. Let's go, baby. Give it to me, Mitch. You'll feed it. Hubba, I got a spoon. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Yeah. The people on Twitter are absolutely insufferable right now. Just, I don't get it. I mean, yeah, you know, talk shit all you want about Nagy and Pace. I'm all for it. Go nuts. But Mitch, like, I don't understand why you're defending him. I don't know why you're getting upset about people defending him. Just enjoy it for what it is. I mean, we've won two games now. 3 weeks ago, we were like, burn it all to the ground.
Yes.
And we've beaten two. Oh, the new spin today is that, ooh, the Vikings actually not that bad. Did you say DVOA has them? Oh, number 14. Okay. No, they stink. The Vikings and the Bears are the same team, right? Like, we just beat ourselves.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh,
hubba, hubba.
Give me some of that oil, some of that Christmas oil, and slip it down my trousers. What's Christmas oil, do you think? Like, what would that be in your house?
Frankincense? Is that an oil? Or is that just a spice?
I feel like mistletoe can probably get a little bit wet, so maybe that's what you use. I don't know. I do celebrate Christmas. It doesn't sound like it based off that comment.
What is myrrh? Frankincense and myrrh? What is that? Do you know? You went to a Catholic school. You should know this.
I did go to a Catholic high school, and I did not belong there. Let's just call it what it is. I am shocked they allowed me in and out. Oh.
Pump, 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 pump. Ooh, myrrh. Hello, Father.
I think myrrh is a type of hay. That would be my guess. I might be way off.
Are you sure you're not thinking of fur? I don't know. We probably don't need to hang on this point.
Shave it. Shave your myrrh, everybody, this Christmas season. Shave your myrrh.
I am sorry. Okay. All right.
We're very excited about the Bears here, guys.
We're very excited. You know what doesn't excite me, though, Bill? The defense, they're slipping a little bit. What's going on with them?
Yeah, although I must say I did like the pressure that the D-line put on Cousins. Part of that, of course, is Cousins holds on to the ball for too damn long. How annoying would he be to watch every week if you're a Vikings fan? I know we rip on him all the time, but he stinks for the money he's making, okay? Just say what it is. Don't be afraid. He stinks per dollar. He sucks.
Per dollar, exactly. Are there Vikings fans who defend him? I feel like you'd be hard pressed to find that.
Yeah, it's hard. I see it on Twitter every once in a while. Like, oh, well, Bears fans do it sometimes. Sorry, Bears fan Twitter. We're really ripping on you today, but
you deserve it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, really? You think Cousins stinks? You wouldn't want Cousins on the Bears? No, I would not want Kirk Cousins on the Bears. I'll be honest. I think he sucks, especially again with what you'd have to pay him. I think you have to look at it through that context. Idiots.
Yeah, and he sucks with really good weapons around him and has had them for years. So, yeah, he sucks. No, there's no defending that. He's trash. Yeah, the defense, I don't know.
Yeah, overall, they're slipping
awful,
a little bit. Yeah,
they're slipping. Robert Quinn showed up. That was neat.
Yeah, he was getting in the backfield a fair amount. Brent Urban was awesome on that fourth down play. That was fantastic. Bilal Nichols, we do not talk enough about Bilal Nichols on this podcast. He's pretty fucking sweet.
He's sweet. Yeah, he's awesome. He is awesome. What's his status? I feel like have we had him 2 or 3 years now?
He's got to be here, I think. Yeah.
So he's got to be coming up on contract time. He's going to get gobbled up, gobble, 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 by somebody. He's been solid for a while, and that's good to see. Yeah, I don't know. The defense makes me nervous. It fucking figures. We sort of get the offense figured out. You know, Nagy finally listened to us, you and me specifically, about how Mitch should be about how he should be used, and then the defense has just sort of fallen apart for reasons unknown. I don't know if it's Jalen Johnson, Kendall Vildor.
Not bad.
All right.
He stepped up.
Cool name. Yeah. Very cool name. I'd say top three name on the Bears. How about that? Hubba hubba.
Who are your other two? Is one of them's got to be Trevis Gibson, right?
Oh, love it.
He was out there.
I feel like Brent Urban is also a good name. That's a solid name. That's a porn star name. And I could see him doing weird things on film. He seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that when we were going after his wife, so to speak, on Twitter, letting her know to let Brent know that he was a cock winner, you know, the Zero Doinks golden cock. Cornishen award of the week. That's not what it's called. She liked it, but she didn't like it enough for my taste. Maybe she was mad at him for being in a porn.
Maybe. Yeah, I agree. I'm actually shocked she didn't block all of us. But she seems fun. They seem like a fun couple. Yeah. Good for them. She seems to like to rip beers and tweet during games. So yeah, good for them. They seem happy. I got a question for you, Bill.
Okay.
Well, I got a comment and then a question. Santos Baby, your original song, amazing. I love every second of it. It's a huge hit in my house and will be played on Christmas morning. I am not kidding about that. Jordan Doinks has requested that we play that for our extended family. To which I'm going to have to explain who Santos is. I don't know how that's going to go over, but the song is beautiful. Good job, Bill. Congrats.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. And thank you to Coach Cuse and my daughter for really carrying that show because I suck.
You do not suck. Okay, so speaking of Santos, he's been so awesome and so on the money. Do we want him to miss a kick these next few weeks just to get it out of the way?
No. I say no. I know what you're saying. It's like the if you're 13-0, would you rather lose that 14th game and then, you know, rattle off everything till the Super Bowl, right? Same kind of theory. No, I don't think you want to give a kicker any ounce of doubt in their kickers are weird.
They are. I'm more just thinking about
it. You're asking a question. Yeah.
And I want him to miss very badly. I don't want it to be a doink. I want him to just be like, whoops, I slipped on that one. Like, that's it. Just get it out of the way if he's going to miss one. Because speaking of doinks, I mean, Cody Parkey is doing Cody Parkey things again.
Yes.
And what are the Browns doing? Do they not know who he is?
It is going to bite him in the ass. Like, it's enough. He's on the perfect franchise to just light that whole city on fire. It's going to be, at the worst time in the playoffs. Yeah, he's going to fuck him over.
He's going to fuck. I mean, I'm here for it. I want to see it. I want to see what it looks like on the other side. And then I want him to go on the Today Show and go, boo, 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 boo. Cleveland fans are mad. They're so mean to me. Boo, boo, boo. I'm just John Arbuckle. Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, give me some of that lasagna. I'm more than a football player. I like to eat a pasta. Stupid. So stupid.
So stupid. So fun game for the Bears. How nervous were you right at the end, the Hail Mary?
I did get a little nervous, I will say. Although for gambling reasons, part of me wanted a touchdown reception, a missed extra point, and overtime. So for reasons that you're aware of with my same-day parlay coming up. Not that I was rooting for the Bears to, you know, to lose in any capacity. But so, yeah, I didn't think that it was going to happen. It's Kirk Cousins. He's not that clutch. So I was 33.69% nervous. How about you?
Okay. Yeah, no, I was convinced that the Vikings were going to get that. I don't know why. I could just see Thielen coming down with that ball right when he tossed it up. Thielen, by the way, had two catches. One of them was a touchdown. So, which he just seems to get at least one touchdown every game against us. But he sucks.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't really suck. He's got like a million touchdowns. But Jefferson, he's going to be a problem for a long time. My God, that guy's awesome.
He is awesome. Does Thielen kind of annoy you? Does he seem like an annoying person, I guess? Like an annoying guy to have in the locker room? He seems... I don't know what it is about him. It's just a stupid look on his face when his helmet's off and he's sitting on the bench.
Great call. He's a bad face guy. Like, he's not like ugly. He just has that face, a punchable face, right? That's what it is. He's a very punchable face.
That's it.
Did you happen to catch today that they caught Jefferson yelling at Cousins during the game? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see much from today purposely.
There was a play, I want to say it was maybe third quarter. Cousins just
COVID.
COVID. Uh-oh, get tested, buddy. Wear a mask. Fauci. There was a play where Cousins threw it to Jefferson in the back of the end zone, and he threw it too high, and Jefferson dropped it. They caught him on the microphone shouting. What did he say? He goes, "Come on, Kirk, throw the fucking ball." Like, that tells you everything you need to know about Cousins. A rookie is shouting that at you.
Yeah,
an overpaid quarterback. No respect.
Yep.
That your rookie wide receiver, who is awesome, is shouting the F word at you. I don't know why I just censored myself, because we say fuck all the time, and I literally just said it. But, yeah, that was it. Look it up. Look it up after this. It is.
I will.
That's not a good look. Not a good look for your buddy, Kirk Cousins, your best friend.
Yes, best friends. I love to hear it. It's probably his stupid shoulder pads and like his tiny helmet that helps him lose a lot of respect in the locker room, even more so than his mediocre play, right? He just, he looks like a little, I think you said it like last year, looks like a little kid out there.
He does. He's a child.
Misshapen and weird, yeah.
Yeah, and he's very jittery. He's very jittery like a little kid. Like too much sugar right before kickoff. He had too many Skittles, and he's all wired, and he's gonna really crash hard about midway through the third quarter. It's too much sugar, and he probably has diabetes.
He does. He looks like that kind of guy. No offense to our audience if you have diabetes. I'm sure you're beautiful and not jittery at all. Merry Christmas.
Not at all. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I think that's about it for the game. Do we want to talk about the Pro Bowl? Just came out. The Pro Bowl's dumb. It's not even happening. Why are we still doing Pro Bowl selections?
It's for Dan Pompey to jerk his Doug Peterson off, if you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, there was no mystery around that. So Khalil Mack and Cordero Patterson, only two that got in, right? Anyone upset you, didn't get in?
No, I mean, could you think of anyone that actually deserved, like if Montgomery played this way all year, that would have been, or had the opportunity to play this way all year, let's be honest about that. No, I don't think anybody's missing outside of Santos, who was the kicker. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I'd say Santos got snubbed. I mean, that guy's, what is he, at 20 something in a row? I'm sure most kickers can't say that.
Yeah.
maybe none of them. Done. Maybe none of them like super noteworthy kick wise. I don't. Yeah, definitely Jermaine Ifedi should have made it. No, I think Roquan got screwed. Mm, oh, I think Roquan should have been in. Yeah. So, but outside of that, no. People saying A-Rob, no, stop it.
Sorry, A-Rob.
Stop it.
No.
I like A-Rob, but Shimon. That was Michael Jackson for you. Just Shimon. Hee-hee.
What's he doing right now for the holidays?
He's hanging out with Steve Jobs in Chile. Is that where they hang out? Is that where they say the dead people are? The dead celebrities with Elvis and Tupac? And, well, I guess I'll just say it, John Wayne Gacy.
Yes. That would be a weird party. Like, what do you think? If it were a BYOB situation, what do you think John Wayne Gacy would bring to the party?
This is easy. This is not good. Bring your own boy. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Well, and it means something completely different between him and Michael Jackson doing the same. Look out below. Hee hee. Happy holidays, everybody. Shave your myrrh. So, Bears playoff chances. So we need to win out. We need to win out. The Bears need to win out. God damn it.
Sorry.
Okay. No.
I'm going to pull it together.
No, it's fantastic.
Does anybody listen to this anymore?
Shockingly, yes, and thank you for listening, and we apologize, and you're welcome.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And all of that. It's great. It's fantastic.
Okay, playoff chances. Give it to us.
Wild. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about the odds, because I'd barely know what an even is versus an odd, but so we're in eighth. We need to get into seventh. We're one game behind the Cardinals. Bears really need to win out, let's be honest. We got Jacksonville and we got Green Bay, who's hopefully not going to be playing for anything in week 17. That might be advantageous. The Cardinals, they've got the 49ers this week, and they've got the Rams in week 17, who will hopefully be playing for something at that point. So Cardinals lose once, Bears win twice. We win the common opponent tiebreaker. That's how we would get in, and we'd be above the Vikings. So what do you think, man? You think let's say that Aaron Rodgers isn't playing week 17. I think we go 2-0 the last two, and we're counting on Jared Goff in week 17, hopefully. Weird after the Jets game yesterday.
Yeah. I think that the Cardinals have been real shaky lately. Neither of those games are a given for them. Bears, pack. I mean, I'm never confident that we're just going to straight up beat the Packers. I'm not sure Rodgers will even allow that either, just to be a cunt. So, I mean, it's there for us. We could win out. So if we win out and the Cardinals win out, we're out. Short. Okay.
Yep.
I should know this. I'm on a Bears podcast. Yeah, I think I could see it. We definitely should win this coming week. If we don't win that game, then we shouldn't even play the Packers in the final week. Just forfeit altogether.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's there. It's there for us. I'm not as confident as everyone else saying, "Ooh, the Packers have nothing to play for." I just don't feel like they're a team that does that. Right?
Yeah.
Do you know their situation? I know are they just one game ahead right now in the standings?
So if the Packers win this week, and I think they play the Titans on Sunday night, then they get the one seed because they would they own the tiebreaker over the Saints because they beat them head-to-head. So, yeah, Packers win week 16. And that's not a given, obviously, with the Titans, unfortunately.
No, I mean, we might get to this. I actually kind of like the Titans this week to win in Green Bay. So
I'm looking up who the Saints are playing. Hold on. Hold your dick. Do you remember?
I feel like it's a division game, but I could be wrong.
Oh, unfortunately, they play the Vikings, so they'll probably win.
Oh, gross.
On Friday. Yeah, so Merry Christmas.
Just Merry Christmas. We did one game at a time. Bears just got to worry about winning this week.
Yes.
And then, you know, just like all you Bears fans who worked about Mitch, we can only control what we can control. Just win this week. Worry about shit after that. Okay? Thank you so much. Go Bears.
Go Bears. We will absolutely take a ride through Jacksonville in the next segment. We're focusing one game at a time, like Dan just said. Let's go, baby. Go Bears. Frankincense. Hee hee. Zero Doinks. We are going to visit Florida. Oh my God, things are totally normal for most people in Florida, right? Blue hairs and lots of... Oh, damn it, we didn't do Cornish Hen Player of the Week. Oh God, I was going to say lots of poultry. Cornish Hen Player of the Week, real quick, before we do Jacksonville preview. Who gets it?
Bill Lazor.
Bill Lazor. Bill Lazor gets it. All right. Sorry, WhatsApp guys. Sorry, eggs. Bill Lazor got it. Anywho, Dan is going to walk us through the streets of Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to get weird. Let's learn all about the opponent for this week. Dan, take it away.
Have you ever been to Jacksonville, Bill?
I think I stayed over there for an evening on my way somewhere better.
Yeah,
no offense.
I think that's, yeah, none taken here for sure. I think that's how it goes. I went to a Florida Gators basketball game there. Let's see. That would have been the Joakim Noah era. Weird. I don't need to. No, nothing else needs to be said there. We'll leave it up to your imagination.
Oh.
Al Horford. Corey Brewer. Billy Donovan. Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Teddy Dupay. Was that his name? Teddy something like that.
Oh, the white guy? The little white guy? Yeah, what was his name? Three-point guy. Big time. Yeah. I feel like he's in prison. I don't know that to be a fact.
I do think he got in trouble, right? Yeah, I think so. Probably. I don't know. Probably meth.
Yeah. Jinx. Okay. All right, Bears are 4-3 all time against the Jags. There, like, literally is no, I have like no memories of the Bears playing the Jags at all. Like, I went through these games and I don't recall any of these. I also have a terrible memory, so thanks a lot, CTE. Do you remember any game? Like, I
remember one
game of them. Okay, maybe I'll run through them here. All right, last game, the last time that these two teams played, October 16th, 2016, in Chicago. Jags win 17-16. Blake Bortles hits your boy Aurelius Ben for a 51-yard touchdown in the closing minutes. Tracy Porter slipped on the play, allowing Ben to score. Bears were up 13-0 at one point. So good job, Bears. Great, great job. Tracy Porter did get an interception in the end zone on the Jags' first possession when a pass slipped through the hands of one Allen Robinson.
Oh.
How about that?
Another 50-50 ball that he failed at.
You failed it. Not giving you a contract. Ooh, ooh, you were so close. Okay, Brian Hoyer filled in for Cutler for 302 yards. Gross. Jordan Howard had a rushing touchdown. Kadeem Carey led the team with 50 yards rushing. Where's he at these days?
He's at that BYOB, I think, in Chile.
Oh, okay. He's dead? Are you saying he's dead?
I'm saying it's possible.
All right. Well, we might get to a dead guy in the next part here, so just hold tight. Guys that were playing on the Jags defense this game, Tashawn Gibson, senior? Is he senior or junior? He's a senior or junior, right?
Don't know. No idea.
Prince Amukamara was on the Jags.
Okay.
And then another guy, Paul Polzinski. Remember him? Polzinski? Am I saying that right? He was Penn State guy. Not. I feel like he always confused me with the guy with the Panthers, the other white linebacker.
Luke Kuechly?
Yeah. I got those two confused. Is that weird? I don't know why that always confused me. But that Paul Polzinski. All right. I can't say his name. Who cares? All right. The first time that we played the Jags was October 15th, 1995. Bears win 30-27 with 27 seconds left. Mark Brunell hits Cedric Tillman on a 23-yard touchdown, and they went on to recover the onside kick after that. So that was exciting. Ooh. Don't remember it.
Nope.
Jags kicker Mike Hollis then missed a 54-yard field goal at the end of the game. So they did not win. You're this fucking idiot. Eric Kramer had 245 yards, three touchdowns. Rashan Salaam, RIP, he led the team with 79 yards rushing. And there was a guy named Vincent Smith. He led the Bears tackles with 11. You know that name?
Yeah, I have his autograph.
Oh, do you really?
I do. I think he was a former Cowboy. He was part of Wani's guys.
Really?
In Dallas, yes.
Did you ever think about naming your son Vincent? V-I-N-S-O-N?
I did, and then I thought, no, I'm going to name him Venison. So that's what I did.
That was exactly the joke I was thinking of. Jinx. Okay, that's all I got. Those are pretty lame games. Not a lot of action there. That's kind of the Jags in general.
You forgot a big memory, though, during our playoff season in 2001, Dan, when Robert Tractor Trailer returned, I don't know if it was a fumble or an interception for a touchdown.
I think it was an interception. Is that the one where he was trying to hand it off? I saw it on Twitter today. I didn't even put that together. Yes, I saw it on Twitter today. Great.
It's the only
memory
I have of Bears-Jags.
Good call. Yeah, he, 10 yards from the end zone is just looking over his shoulder trying to hand the ball to somebody. Great moment. Good call. Good call. He's not alive still, right?
He can't be. Can you imagine his arteries?
No.
Neither can the bloodstream running through his veins.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah, good luck. See a doctor. Okay, that's all I got. Let's run through the coaching staff here for the Jags. Let me start by saying the website, very well organized. I enjoyed it. Offense, defense, separated out, loved it. Did seem like a relatively small staff. Whoa. Hubba hubba. But weird to look through this coaching staff, and they all know they're getting fired, right? It's not, there's no mystery to it. They gone. They all gone. So, here we go. Head coach Doug Marrone. He's been the head coach since 2019. Previous to that, he coached with the at Syracuse, which he played O-line for Syracuse. Then he was with the Bills. I didn't look this up. Didn't he have a weird thing where he had an out in his contract from the Bills? And then he, if they made the playoffs or something, he could, get out of his contract, and then he just took off. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I don't totally remember, but completely weird. Is there something going on in upstate New York where the contracts get real soggy?
I don't know. It was really weird. I did recall that. But yeah, this will be his last year with the Jags. So I said 2019. He's been there way longer than that. I don't know why. Did I say 2019? Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, that's definitely wrong. Sorry about that, everybody. Okay, he played for the London Monarchs of the World League of American Football. He won the 1991 World Bowl. Yeah, you a big Monarchs fan?
Only because of Mike in England. I think that inspired him to really love football as he was swimming through the Isle of Man.
Okay, good call. Last note here on Doug Marrone. I had heard this like a year or two ago. He really loves bologna. He eats bologna sandwiches often. And I looked it up today. In 2017, he claims he often eats half a pound of bologna and a half a pound of cheese in one sitting. Is that a lot?
Are you making that up, Dan?
I'm not making that up. Not at all. Bologna. If you Google Doug, he has like a sponsorship with a bologna maker company. What are we gonna? Yeah.
Okay. Weird. That's a lot of bologna.
There's no chance you're a bologna guy.
No, but Phil Sr. used to be. I remember growing up, he would fry bologna. He'd put it on a pan. That's all he could make, probably from like college. Basically, it sounds like a college thing. I don't know.
I'll admit I'm not against bologna. I don't have any bologna with it. No, that's dumb. You know what's always bothered me though? The way it's spelled. Mm-hmm. The way it's spelled does not the way you say it, right? Or are we just dumb Americans and we just keep saying it wrong?
I don't. Yeah. Bologna.
Yeah, that's how it should be said. It's more fun. America, wake up. Wake up. Count the votes. Stop counting the votes. I don't know where we're at with that. All right. Offensive coordinator is Jay Gruden. Redskins. Oops, I just said it. Canceled. The Washington head coach from 2014 to 2019 joined the Jags this year, replacing John DeFilippo, if you've ever heard of him.
Yeah.
Jay, of course, played in the Arena League and coached for a shitload of years, 98 to 2010. I guess it's not that long. And, of course, we all know the famous Gruden brother, who is it's James, who's a radiologist in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did a CAT scan with him once, right?
Yeah. It was very elective. Okay. He scanned my CAT so hard. Quarterback coach.
I hate Mondays.
Your CAT's filled with lasagna. He's going to die in 10 minutes. Thanks, James Gruden, the most famous Gruden. All right. Quarterback coach Ben McAdoo. Great name. I've always enjoyed the last name McAdoo. Wikipedia, for some reason, has him currently listed as the Jags and the Falcons quarterback coach. Somebody should take a look at that. He was the Giants head coach from 2016 to 2017. Really awful goatee on him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The name was real familiar. I couldn't place it till you said that. Real creepy.
Real creepy. Total sex offender look. Not... Where do you stand on goatees? We talked about this on the...
Yeah. No, you've said it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, because this was an off-air thing we said.
Okay.
I think weren't you brought up that if somebody had a goatee, you knew there was a bunch of bullshit coming out in between?
Bingo.
Right? Okay.
Yep, it's a way for people to just try to filter the bullshit that's coming out of their mouth. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Sorry, if anyone's listening and you have a goatee... Sorry, not sorry.
I will say when I was a youth, when they were kind of red hot, like a lot of the White Sox pitching staff had it, right? Black Jack McDowell, Jason Bure. So I was always like,
I can't wait to be able to grow facial hair so I can look like Wilson Alvarez. But I never did it.
Was that your voice as a kid?
You sound like a troll. It was. Okay. I had elective surgery with Dr. Gruden to fix it.
Okay. He scanned all of your cats. Scanned my internal cats.
Oh, I hope you don't find a little bit of John Arbuckle's DNA in that stomach, Doc.
Oh, gross. Jesus Christ. Okay. Wide receiver. Google it. Yeah, Google gross Garfield pictures. Google it in your office with a coworker standing behind you. Okay. And make sure when you do it, hit that button that says, I'm feeling lucky.
I never really understood that button.
Does it still exist?
I don't know if it does. I don't know.
Why would you do that? Why?
Right.
Take me to, I'm Googling something very, I'm asking you something specific, but take me wherever you want to. No, nobody does that.
Yeah. Like, who was the pervert that thought of that idea, right?
All right.
Total
Hold
perv.
On. I'm going to look this up.
All right. I do love some of the artistic, you know, changes they do to the Google logo depending on the day. That gets me, Randy.
Especially the James Gruden one. Yeah, no, it's still there.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Let's do goatee. Okay. I'm feeling lucky. And it took me to the Wikipedia page for goatees. The first thing they show is Uncle Sam. That's all you need to know. America, you're full of shit. Full of shit. Okay. Wide receiver coach, Keenan McCardell. Remember him?
I do.
I feel like he was on every fantasy team when he was in the NFL. He just was always a guy who was like, not great, not awful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like kind of like Bobby Engram.
Yeah. Good call. Good call. He played football at UNLV. I've always wondered, what would it be like to go to college out there?
It would not be good for you and me. I know
not
that
at
much.
All.
It'd be terrible.
Not at all. I'd be dead immediately.
Yes.
Is that good? Do you think it's fun, or do you think it kind of sucks? Mm. Like, you're a poor college kid. Gambling's legal. There's probably, like, local spots you could go gamble, but people out there are creepy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you'd probably come to hate it pretty fast, I would
probably.
Think. Your airport sucks, too.
Yeah, it's not the
it's
worst.
It's fine.
You
I don't know why
so?
I said that.
Okay.
I don't know why I said
okay.
that. It's
right.
because I'm always feeling like shit on the way out. That's why. I just
it
feel
is,
like shit. So I'd take it out in the airport.
It's a good call. Yeah, it is a horrible place to be at the end of your trip, but it's not the airport's fault. It's,
right.
It's your fault. Yeah, I totally
Fair.
Agree. Okay. Offensive quality control coach is Denard Robinson. He played Michigan grad, played with the Jags from 2013 to 2016. Good for him. Quarterback, and then he hung in there for a while. I was surprised. I thought he'd be out of the league quickly, but special teams guy, wasn't he? Was he returning kicks too?
Yeah, no shoelaces too, right? Wasn't that his
thing? Oh, yeah, wouldn't tie them, right? Good call. Ugh. No, I hate him now. I hate him now.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. Defensive coordinator is a guy named Todd Wash. He's been the D coordinator since 2016. There was literally nothing else about him. I didn't want to not mention the defensive coordinator. Todd Wash. WASH. Ew. Wash your hands. Gross.
Yeah, seriously. Wonder if he has washboard abs.
I don't think so. He did not look like he would. I didn't see a shirtless pic. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Sit tight, guys. We just hit Google here. Are we feeling lucky or what, Bill?
Yes, we are feeling lucky. Let's see if Todd brings us to the Wash.
Todd Wash. This has got to be just fascinating. All right, I'm feeling lucky. Here we go. Oh, it went right to his bio page. Oh, yeah, oh, guess what, Bill?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Goatee. Uh-oh. He's got a goatee. Bald head goatee. Bullshit. Hate you, Todd Wash. All right, special teams coach is Joe DeCamillis, Bears assistant head coach and special teams coordinator from 2013 to 2014. Went to the Broncos after and won a Super Bowl. Good for him. I know that name, but I doesn't. Has he been like a head coach candidate? Like, has he been interviewed for shit like that?
I know. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that the name is super familiar, but I can't even picture him in my head right now.
Well, he's only been a special teams guy, which, fine, whatever. He wrestled in college at the University of Wyoming, never played football. Well, high school. I should say not in college he didn't play football. That's weird, right?
Yeah, that is, he has no respect in the locker room then, guaranteed.
No, definitely not. I also just read a blurb. I didn't write it down. He was involved in the Cowboys. He was with the Cowboys when the practice facility collapsed. Do you remember that?
He was
really injured, and one of his assistants is like paralyzed. I think it was in like 2009, something like that.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to look that one up. I'm not feeling lucky on that one. All right. Sorry. Hard left. All right. The assistant special teams coach is a guy named Mike Mallory. He coached the defensive backs at Illinois from 2001 to 2003. D, defensive coordinator from 04 to 05. His brother, Kurt, who is also with the Illini, was co-defensive coordinator from 07 to 09, currently the head coach at Indiana State. You're shaking your head. You remember.
I remember these, those names. These fellas? Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't pick them out of a lineup, but I totally remember those names. Yes, the Mallorys. Weird.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird. I mean, he's been in coaching for a while. He was coaching defensive coordinator for Big Ten school in 04-05. He's an assistant special teams coach now. His brother's a head coach at Indiana State, which isn't huge, but you can't get hooked up there.
Wonder if that's a con thing. I'm sure you'll get to him in a minute, but I wonder if he's doing a former Illini a favor.
Oh, maybe. All right, that's all I got for the coaches. There's one Illini player, defensive lineman. Do you want to guess who it is? I don't know this guy at all.
I always want to guess Corey legit because he seems to come up all the time. fuck. He's go ahead and say it. I fucked up again.
Smoot? Dwayne Smoot?
I was going to say Fred. Definitely not Fred Smoot. Dwayne Smoot. Yes, he played. I think he played for Tim Beckman, of all people.
Okay. Yeah, he's been in the league a little while. No Gophers, but there's two Illinois State Redbirds on this team. Oh. James O'Shaughnessy, who's a tight end, and James Robinson, who's a rookie running back, undrafted running back, who he's like top five, maybe even higher. You know, he's had an awesome year.
Yep, little bowling ball guy.
Yeah, good for him, good for him.
Go All Birds.
Right. Go Birds. Tweet, tweet, chirp, chirp. David Haw, chirp, chirp. Okay. Owner is Shad Khan. Shad. They pronounce it Shad.
He's in my mind, it's Shad. Yeah, I don't know if it is actually Shad, but it's always been.
Okay, all time great mustache. Mm. That mustache is beautiful. Beautiful mustache. Nice little curl at the end. How do you feel about mustaches? You mustache guy?
I was going to ask you about that, actually, if it had the same bullshit factor. But I love them, especially. I love them if you do something like Raleigh Fingers or Shad Khan. Like, if you're going to do it, go all the way, baby. And the fact that this guy's a billionaire and is so confident that he's like, I'm just putting this muskrat on my face and you're going to deal with it. I love it. I wish he owned the Bears.
I do, too. He doesn't. He might not know what he's doing as an NFL owner, though.
That's true.
To be honest, that's true. Right? Yeah. He awesome story though. Like that dude. Like if you read about where he came from and how he built himself up, because I want to say he flunked out of Illinois, or he was on the verge of it. He was like living in a fucking YMCA for a period of time, like. And he's now the second richest owner in the NFL. He's behind awesome. David Tepper, the Panthers.
Oh.
I love that guy. I can't tell if he cares or not. I feel like he he also owns an EPL team. Fulham? Is that how you say it?
I think so. Yeah, what is it? Wait, was it MLS teams that like the entire NFL
yep.
or NFC yeah. South was part of?
There you
right?
go. Yeah, NFC South. Good call.
Yeah.
Well, but no, but
Fulham's legit. So that's
Fulham's
good for
legit.
Him.
That's real money. He owns like a real soccer team, not like who's the ghost that coaches the Falcons, Arthur Blank, mm-hmm. not that guy who's just like, I want an MLS team. I want to be just like Shad Khan. Ugh. All right. He also is the co-owner of All Elite Wrestling. I don't know if that's a WWE. Competitor, maybe. He owns it. He co-owns it with his 38-year-old son, which just makes me
good
laugh.
Good for his son. Yeah.
Good for his son. It's like, Dad, I want to own a wrestling thing. Daddy, buy me a wrestling thing. Come on, Daddy.
I wonder if his son has one of those mustaches too.
Nope. Saw a picture of him. He's pretty normal looking, unfortunately. I kind of feel bad because immediately when I saw like a picture of this kid and saw that he co-owns the everything with his dad, the soccer team, this wrestling league. He's like, I don't know, he's pretty high up with the Jags. I immediately like hate that guy. That's gotta suck, right? He might be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure you're not the only one. I'm sure people listening thought the same sort of thing, like, ah, fucking rich kid, you know,
yeah,
didn't do anything to deserve that. But he may be a guy you want to hang out with. Yeah. It's not his fault.
No. And I did briefly see that apparently he catches a lot of shit from maybe our European eggs can confirm this. He seems like he catches a lot of shit from Fulham fans for, like, criticizing the team on Twitter. That doesn't help. That sounds like a douchebag move. If you own the team, don't do that.
No, log off.
Log off. Log off your face. He's got a name like Rick or something. It's pretty Dave. Maybe it's Dave. Dave Kahn. I don't know. I feel bad. I do feel bad that I'm like, fuck this kid. He's a kid. He's literally like a year younger than me. So. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, that's all I got, Bill. That was felt like it's been a while since I've done one of the rundowns of a team. I guess I did it with the Texans. Did I? No. We were bitter at that time, maybe.
Yeah, we might have skipped it just because. Oh, no, I think you did, but it was so boring. Like, that wasn't
your
fault.
Nothing.
Like,
you
they had
call.
Nothing. Yeah. The Jags,
Romeo Crennel.
At least. Yeah. That was, yeah. Yeah, the Jags. Jags gave us a little something, unlike what they're doing on the field. Do you think they, now that they're in the driver's seat for the number one pick, what do you do? Do you just completely crash and burn if you're them? I think you try, but NFL is weird.
Yeah, because the players don't want to do that, right? They don't. They're not like going out there and risking their health just so you can get a new quarterback because. Most coaches are coming in and clean house anyway, so
exactly.
If you show that you're folding, no, that's a tough thing to do. I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm still a little nervous.
Yeah,
I'm still a little nervous. So
yeah, Nagy was asked about it by Dan Weider at the press conference today, and Nagy was focused on that exact fear, like. No, you saw what the Jets did to the Rams.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say to your team, and you hope that they understand. So hopefully, message delivered.
So on the Jets thing, I listened to Mike Greenberg today, and he was in, like, full meltdown mode because he's obviously a huge Jets fan. He said something along the lines that, like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to the Jets, that they beat the Rams.
It's amazing.
He said it will, like, set the franchise back 15 years. I was like, oh, my God, Greenberg, just absolutely take a squeaky second, buddy. Just, oh, my God, grow a goatee and settle down.
He might be right, though. You know, I know it's in the moment, it seems so ridiculous, but if Justin Fields is nowhere near what Trevor Lawrence is going to be, and if Trevor Lawrence is everything we think he's going to be, that's like missing out on Peyton Manning, potentially. It really could be. You know, I don't know.
It feels that way. I guess I don't watch Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields enough to know if they're that different. I mean, we've heard about Trevor Lawrence since his freshman year that he's the be-all, end-all, yet you didn't have him in your top five draft picks. So what was that, like 2 months ago?
Yeah, I forgot just he existed. Yeah.
I don't know why that's still. Is it weird now when I see Trevor Lawrence, I think of you completely forgetting about him?
No, because I think about it too. I always lock it in. I lock him in every time I say, don't forget about Trevor Lawrence, Bill. Don't forget about the greatest quarterback in the last 10 years of college football, at least.
Idiot
Bill.
But yeah, let's end this segment. Let's talk about some Bears, Lions, and Jags and shit.
All right. Well, thank you for walking us through the streets of Jacksonville, what I've heard described as the anus of the United States. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your meth.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Come on. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go!
Oh,
yes! Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Hams and bread? motherfuckers. Let's do this, you dumb bastards. All right, Bill, I'm very, very curious how Rick ended up last week. Do you have any idea, Bill?
I do. He went 1-2 on the week. At least it wasn't 0-3. He is now 27-23-4 on the season. Still hot. Good. You're still in the green or the black, depending on your Excel sheet. Should we just kick it right to him?
Let's do it. Give it to us, Rick.
Give it to us right now.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's my dad.
Hams and spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman. All right, doinkers. We are back. It was a rough week for us, Hams and Spreads fans. We went 1-2. Nobody saw this coming. I was coming off the hottest week, a 3-0 week, and I brought you the hottest picks. Sponsorship may have gotten to my head, went 1-2. Oh, it was a bloodbath. I have no more money, so it's going to be an unhappy Christmas for my family, but what else is new? So here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to dig deep for some hot picks, because I know you guys are depending on me. You're going to get a little bit of that Christmas cash coming in, you're looking to spend it, you're looking to invest it, and you're looking to get a nice, big, healthy return, and that's what I got for you. So here we go with three hot picks. Christmas week, I asked Ice Cream if you wanted to join, you want to go to bed instead. Hey, what are you going to do? The KFC's real comfortable out in the alley. So let's go with the first pick. Hams and spreads, pick one. All right, I had to dig real deep into these picks, but the first one is a Christmas Eve game, Hawaii versus Houston. This game is 2:30 p.m. This is college football. This is what it's all about. Hawaii is 13.5-point dogs. I went with a lot of favorites last week, and that bit me. You got to stick with Rick Fieldsman. What does he say? Always bet the dogs. Always bet the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, but they're playing the Bears this weekend, not betting on them. So here's what we're doing for this first game. Hawaii, 13.5-point dogs. We are going all in on Hawaii. The Christmas Eve special, you take all your funds, you put it on Hawaii, plus 13.5. Oh my, you know what you do? You take 1% of your funds, you put it at plus 340 on the money line, because Houston is garbage. Texas is garbage. Garbage. That whole thing, UTEP, I don't think they did what I wanted them to do, which is unfortunate. Oh, no, they ruined my parlay. We ruined my parlay, Armitage City parlay, whatever. You know what? That's the past, and we'll get into the present. Hawaii, 2:30 p.m., Christmas Eve. It's going to be a doozy. Oh, you get your funds in there, 13.5, you double them. We go into the next game. Here we go with the next game. Hams and spreads, pick two. All right, for the next pick, we are going with Liberty. Oh, Saturday, 11 a.m., college football, Liberty versus Coastal Carolina. Now, Coastal Carolina is this little team that beat BYU. Who else hasn't beat BYU? You know what I'm saying? But Liberty, 6.5-point dogs. I have never heard of this school, Liberty, in my life. I love Liberty. Coastal Carolina, super overrated. Big heads for beating BYU. Oh, they got the Philip Rivers size heads on that team. Liberty is the team to get behind. They are going to outrush. They are going to outman, outpass, outlast. Coastal Carolina will go Liberty plus 6.5. That's Saturday, 11 a.m. Oh, that's the day after Christmas special right there. 2-0 going into the last game. Last game, here we go. Hams and spreads, pick three. Printing Money's pick of the week. Printing Money's pick of the week is brought to you by Hams Beer. Oh, are you upset that you can't hang out with family this Christmas because of the quarantine? Oh, look no further than the Hams 30-pack of 12-ounce golden beers. You start pouring those beers out, and you'll be glad you're not with the family because you smell horrible after drinking those beers. Hams beer. Just celebrate life with us. Oh, wow. That got deep. All right, here we go. We're going with the last game. 2-0 going into this last game. Oh, it's also Saturday at 2:30 p.m. These afternoon Saturday games are looking red hot. We've got Louisiana Lafayette versus UTSA. I'm going to guess UTSA stands for University of Texas San Antonio. Can't confirm that. It's like a little UTEP, but it's UTSA. UTSA versus Louisiana Lafayette, one of the hardest games to pronounce. UTSA is 13.5-point dogs. I love UTSA. I did a lot of bad-mouthing on Houston because they're in Texas, but UTSA is a team that you want to get behind. Because Louisiana Lafayette, they just don't have it this year. If you've seen, they've had like a lot of incomplete passes, a lot of failed third down conversions, and UTSA knows how to capitalize on them. So UTSA, 13.5-point dogs, that's where the money is. We're going 3-0 into the best week of all time, which will be New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. Oh, that's where Rick Fieldsman comes alive. But this is where the action is this weekend. So you get those funds in a healthy place for that week. Oh, it's going to be a red hot week. I hope you enjoy Christmas. I hope you get some hams under the tree. Have a good one. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Wow. Huh. I'm a little surprised by some of these picks, Dan. I don't know about you.
I'm very shocked. Yeah, that's very bold after going 1-2. Why would he do any of those? I'm surprised he did any at all after a 1-2 performance. But, you know, good luck to you, Rick. Thanks for showing up.
What do you think he's doing for Christmas? What would you guess?
Great question. Definitely not thumbing a Cornish hen of any sort. Probably, yeah, casino. He's one of the casino people on Christmas, right? Probably hitting on an old woman who has her oxygen tank a little too far away from her, having a smoke, probably will light herself on fire, and Rick will laugh when that happens. So something along those lines. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think he's going to look up to the sky. He's going to look for the Christmas star. And as he's doing that, I think he's going to die. I think he's going to die. I do. I have a bad feeling. Just general age, I think. He's like 96, isn't he?
Is he? Oh, I thought he was only like in his mid-20s. We're way off. Whoa,
yeah, we
quite
are.
A gap there. Well, rest in peace, Rick.
I hope not, but just in case that happens, happy holidays, Rick.
Happy holidays, buddy. It's your last. All right. Okay, so Bears this week on the road giving 7.5 points, over-unders 46.5. Bears are 7-7 against the spread. The over is 6-8 for the Bears. Jags are 6-8 against the spread. Over is 7-7. What do you like, Bill?
Well, you know me as a money line guy, so I would absolutely ride that with the Bears. 7.5, that's a lot of points, despite the fact that the Bears are on a red-hot two-game winning streak. I wouldn't want to take the Jags, but if you forced me to, that hook would get me. So I would take the Jags, but I'd take Bears' money line. I'd hump the over, right? That's a lot of 30-plus points performances for the Bears. So hump that over, baby. How about you? Which way would you go?
Yeah, I like the over as well. I feel like Jags still have been running the ball a little bit. Minshew's back, isn't he? It would be awesome to see Mike Glennon out there. I feel like I we'll know. Get a Mike Glennon appearance this week just because.
Hope so. Yeah.
I like the over for sure. I wouldn't take the Bears -7.5. I'd take Jags 7.5, but I don't know that I'd play the money line. What would that be? I should have looked that up.
Not worth it.
-450
or something. So fade the doinks, obviously, based off of that audience. Definitely go Bears -4.5 and the under and parlay that puppy.
Parlay that bastard. We didn't really talk about the Bears actually scoring a touchdown in the third quarter last week. That was fun to see. Yeah,
that was fun to see. They're really like shaking we'll see that. I hope so.
The Jags,
they've kept a lot close. The Jags have kept a lot close. That was bad English. they've hung in a lot of games that you wouldn't suspect that they would, right? Packers, they gave a good game. Vikings, whatever. But, yeah, they're not really getting blown out that much.
And their only win was opening day against the Colts. Like, what?
Weird.
Well, how the hell did that happen? That's real strange. I had forgotten that, and I saw it today. I was like, oh, fuck. The Colts, it's not like they beat, you know, the Jets. Well, obviously they didn't beat the Jets, but I don't know. Strange. Very strange. All right, so here's a few other games that I like this week. I like San Fran +3.5 at Arizona. I think I'm just trying to put some good juju out there that the Cardinals will lose. Why don't you go ahead and sprinkle a little money line on the Niners? I like the Chiefs giving 10.5 at home against the Falcons. Falcons are a mess. They love like just blowing leads. They just can't even help themselves. It's apparently not even Dan Quinn at this point. They were up. How many were they up this week against the Bucs? The third quarter.
Yeah, easily 14, if not a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh, so they're going to get
used to Bucs loss, actually.
Yeah. That was disappointing. Fuck you, Falcons. You suck. So I like the Chiefs to win by a million this weekend. The Washington football team are at home, given 2.5 against the Panthers. I think the Panthers have given up. They just fired their GM today.
Yeah.
Is that right? Weird.
Yes.
Yeah, weird move. So I think they're mailing it in. Take Washington. You're only given 2.5. Do it. Tune in a half. What's a tune and a half?
Are you sure you're not going to get that dead cat bounce with the GM getting fired?
Dead cat bounce? Are we talking about CAT scans again from James Gruden? Ooh, his brother's old team, Washington. Okay. All right, here's a few teasers you could go with this week. How about the Bears? Do the Bears. Tease them down. How about that? Do that. That's more fun. I like the Giants, who are getting 10.5 at Baltimore. Giants still have something to play for, but you're going to tease them up to 17.5. Holy shit. Go ahead and do that. Titans +3.5 at Green Bay. Like I said earlier, I kind of like the Titans to win. I feel like they might run all over the Packers, slow down the game, don't let Rodgers get on the field for that long. I don't think that's totally how it works, but that actually would be really bad for us, right? We kind of need the Packers to win if we believe that they're going to mail it in the last week, but still good to see the Packers lose. But go ahead and tease the Packers, actually, because if they're going to lose, it's going to be close. You're going to get Packers +4.5.
Oh, boy.
How about that? How about that? That's all I got.
I'm Matt LaFleur. I'm so handsome.
Tease me, Matt LaFleur. How do you say tease in French?
I think it's fouque.
Fouque? I think it's les cockenballs.
Ooh. Yeah. I think don't you spread that on a baguette? I think you do. I'm pretty sure.
What'd you call me? Anyway,
I haven't been to France in a while.
Yeah,
I haven't been anywhere in a while outside of
no.
my real job. This is not my real job. Same with Dan Doinks. It should be, though.
I'm taking a trip soon. Did I tell you that?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Tennessee.
Are you? You going to Nashville?
No. Ah. God, no. There's so much COVID around there, I'd imagine. We'll just mix this into hams and bread. I'm going to Gatlinburg. You ever been there? It's in the Smoky Mountains. Not a big map guy. Not a big mountain guy.
sounds very familiar. Maybe as a child, but I don't know. If so, I've completely blacked it out, so I must have been molested.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Gacy. Yeah, that's happening in a couple weeks. We don't need to talk about it now. So there you go. There's your teasers, your pleasers, and your making the monies. Free monies. Pick of the week. Hams and spreads.
Thank you, Rick, for your contributions. Thank you, Dan, for your teasers, your pleasers, but most especially your squeezers, buddy.
You're welcome. Rest in peace, Ricky. Thank you for your final picks of your life.
This has been Hams and Bread with a little bit of Hams and Spreads or Dorks.
Bye.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bears Fantasy Corner. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
This is a zero doinks. Welcome to the Fantasy Corner involving the Bears. Oh my God. The standings are tight. They're wet. They're loose. I don't think those things go together. Dan, what's going on with Bears Fantasy Corner?
Wet and loose? Is that what you said? No, tight, wet,
and tight.
No, yeah, no, the tight doesn't. Everything else is fine. Okay, Bill, you took the lead this week. Seven.
Yes.
You're up 7-6-1. You had Mooney, who had 13.5 points. Good week for him. And I had Javon Wims, who had zero. He actually had a big drop. He had an only target. Maybe he had two targets. One went right through his hands. God damn it, Javon Wims. Still wouldn't have won, but good for you. You are rolling. You're on a hot streak here, a one-game winning streak. I don't know what I'm saying.
I was shaking my head like, I don't think so.
The Hams are starting to slap here. So 7-6-1. Why don't I get the pick out of the way? I'm going to go ahead and I didn't give this any thought, but why don't I do Cole Kmet? How about that?
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Is that what you're going to take?
That's okay. Yeah, yeah. That's all
yeah, right. Okay. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm
no,
sorry, buddy.
Do it.
Well,
do it.
Just take Monty and get it over with.
No, Cole Kmet, that's fine. You know what? I'm going to take Jimmy Graham then. Jimmy Graham.
Oh,
we are gonna
Jimmy
go
Graham.
Dueling pianos.
Love
Let's
it.
Get weird.
Love it.
Yeah.
Let's get weird. Yeah, I feel good about that. I kind of feel like one of them's going to throw a pass this week to the other one. I don't know which one, but it feels like it could happen. So
it'd be exciting.
Best of luck to you. Ooh, just a tight end tummy sticks here, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Slip into that. What movie was it? Wedding Crashers, right? Tummy sticks,
yeah,
I think.
I think so.
Would that still
that
be
movie,
funny today?
I don't feel like it would be funny to people like you and me, but young people in their 20s would be like, I don't get it. And I'm not saying that they should get it. I just feel like it's an old person's movie now.
Yeah.
Anything Will Ferrell related to, except for maybe Elf.
Okay. That's disappointing. That's too bad for Will if that's the case. He has a pretty good singing voice, Will Ferrell. I really enjoy it. Did you see the Eurovision movie on Netflix yet that he mocked, he and Rachel McAdams? Did you see it?
I saw most of it. Real weird.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's. I watched it. I was very drunk, but I was still like awake, and I'm like, I want to watch something. Give me some Will Ferrell. So I don't know that I would remember much of it, but I remember like the songs he and Rachel McAdams. I was like, this sounds pretty good to my ears. I'll be honest.
Yeah, he's good. I think his dad was a musician.
Oh,
the Commodores. Okay. I think he was in the Commodores or something.
Are
like
you
that.
Serious right now?
Hold
you
on.
Might be right. I don't know. I'm feeling lucky.
Are you feeling lucky? Will? Yeah, so the let's go back to the, what was the movie? The Eurovision?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. But
yeah. I was, I think I was high when I watched that, and it didn't go as well as I was expecting. All right, here we go. Will Ferrell, Dad, I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky. Here we go. Oh, it just went to Will Ferrell's Wikipedia page.
Come on. You got to work for it. That's bullshit.
Roy Lee Farrell played, here we go, saxophone and keyboards for the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Whoa, jinx. Oh, my God. We're jinxing left and right.
Jinx. What are we in? Fantasy Corner? All right.
Indeed.
All right. All right. Thanks, Will Ferrell and Will Ferrell's dad, Mr. Ferrell. Okay, top performers this week. Ryan Tannehill, 46 fantasy points going to Lambeau. I like it. I'm just saying, Bill, if you want to sprinkle some money line money, Titans. There you go. There we go. Second best performer this week, Josh Allen. He has been a consistent player in top three. Who is that guy? He is just awesome this year. What the fuck?
I know. I thought he was going to be a bust when he was drafted. So don't count on me for any quarterback chatter, okay? Zero Doinks listeners, I'm way off.
I was listening to the Ryan Russillo podcast today. I don't know how you feel about him. We don't have to talk about that.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine.
But he was talking to Trent Dilfer, and they were talking about Josh Allen specifically. And they were talking about how shocked they were that he's been this good this quick. And Ryan Russillo said, I just thought he was going to be another Trubisky. And that hurt.
Shut up. Shut up, Ryan.
It hurt, and it was also not untrue.
Yeah.
So, it hurt to hear. All right. Third best player this week. This one hurts a little bit. Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be a bear. Mm-hmm. Should be a bear. Yeah. So, anywho. All right. Taysom Hill, trash performance of the week presented by Glad. We got two negative players this week. Andre Roberts, he's a wide receiver for Buffalo. He had negative 2 points. And Jacoby Brissett had negative 0.05 points. I feel like he wouldn't have negative points just in our league. So.
I feel like he's made an appearance in this category before this year, right?
I want to say I should look it up. I think this is like the third time. He must come in for garbage time points, and he just fucks it up. Or he comes in and does he come in like goal line packages, one of those things, and he just gets like negative yards, and I don't know. Anyway. All right, Taysom Hill had 6 fantasy points this week. He had a really good stat line. He had 3 rushing yards, but he did have 1 touchdown. So, okay. You know, he's still trash. He sucks. He sucks. You're paying him 10 plus million. I don't remember what it is. I keep going back to his contract. Who cares? You suck, Taysom Hill. Thank you for being a sponsor.
Yeah, I love that he was going to be – he wasn't even going to be the backup for Breeze if Winston didn't come down with the COVID or exposed to somebody with COVID, right? It's going to be Winston the number 2 last week, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know why. Why would he drop from starting like the last 4 games to number 3? That's weird. I don't know. Sean Payton's weird.
Yeah, he's just – is he Matt Nagy? Is he just – are they the same people?
Yeah.
Except – Peyton's just has a better quarterback. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, he's a little too cute, right?
Okay. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Do you want to talk at all about our fantasy game this week?
Yeah, yeah. Dan knocked me out of the in a semifinal match. He knocked me out. Dan is going to his second Super Bowl appearance, I believe, trying to win his first crown in our 16-year-old fantasy football league. Dan, congratulations. You deserve it, buddy, for real.
Thanks.
I know we're a lot of reverse jinxes in our text thread with Coach Cuse and Rick Fieldsman.
The reverse jinx thing got real old. Like, it was exhausting. I was like, I couldn't even keep up with it. I was actually kind of believing it. Like, most of it was true. I was actually, like, legitimately worried. And I said this over text that I was sorry after you congratulated me and you didn't believe me. I am sorry. I wish I would have beaten someone with a goatee.
I don't think we have anybody in our league with a goatee, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was good. The good news is I don't have to root for anybody on the Packers anymore. I have like 3 Packers.
Yeah.
So, you know, gross.
That was, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
I hope you win it all. That's what I'm going to say. Hope you win it all.
I have 4 quarterbacks, and that's, I don't know which one to play. That's a problem. I thought that was going to bite me in the ass.
That's a lot of pressure.
Because I was, nobody cares about this shit, but I really wanted to play Jalen Hurts. also just because I was playing you, but he, but I was like, ah, he's gonna be, he's, they're gonna, like, he's gonna have a, his rookie moment where he's gonna completely fall on his face, and then he was awesome, and I was like, oh god damn it, I just blew it. So, yeah,
Baker Mayfield brought you home last night, maybe yeah. literally.
Maybe I was hammered, but yeah, that's Fantasy Corner. Thanks for listening. Congrats to you, Bill. Up 7-6-1. You win this week. It's over, right?
Well, come on, Jimmy math Graham. Guy. Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We still didn't settle on what that means, but congrats. I guess
shave your myrrh.
Shave
on
your
Twitch.
Myrrh. The loser has to grow a goatee. How about that?
Oh, God. We would look, both of us would look incredibly weird with goatees. God. I like it, though. I like the wager.
Can you, I don't want this to offend you. I've never seen you with facial hair.
Yeah.
Can you grow a goatee?
The mustache would be the hardest part. It would be. I got a little chin music sometimes. But
okay. All right.
Yeah, the mustache is incredibly creepy, and it's like five different colors.
Okay. Oh, baby. I need to start taking this more serious so I could see that goat, that Bill goat.
It's not good. This has been Bears Fantasy and Goatee Corner. Thanks, Dan, for all your research.
Taste some trash.
If you ever wanted to follow us, do it at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs, wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. At Zero Doinks. Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove.
I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
The Big Ten Minute.
All right, I'm going to kick this bitch off here because we're going to go through the Gopher shit pretty quick. Because I'm sad about all of it, and nobody cares. A lot of Illini news. Gopher football at Wisconsin this weekend. They break my heart yet again. They lose in overtime 20-17 to the fucking Badgers. They did cover, though, so that was good news. You're welcome, Tim. You owe me money for Iowa basketball, so I'll get you my mailing address. You can send me a check. Okay. But of course we want to talk about basketball. Big Ten basketball's in full swing, and let's just get it out of the way. I know there's one specific game that's happened since we last checked in with all of you, and I know Bill wants to talk about. That's, of course, Gophers playing against St. Louis University. They handed SLU their first loss of the season to get themselves to 7-1. So good job for the Gophers. They're playing really well. Of course, we're going to talk about the Illini absolutely just laying pipe on Rick Pitino like he was in the back room at La Marinara. Illini win 92-65. You know what we call that, Bill? We call that a quality loss. That's a quality loss. Gophers are 7-1, somehow unranked. It was their first and only road game of the year. I mean, you can't expect to win those. You just can't. Too early in the season, no fans. There was just no mojo. So that's a quality loss. Only one. I don't know how they're unranked still. It's just a total mystery. They've played nothing but blue bloods. Like I mentioned, St. Louis University, they just took them down. But Gophers play at Iowa. No, they play Iowa this Friday, then Michigan State at home on Monday. That's the Gopher update, but let's go back to the Illini Gophers. If you got any thoughts on that, Bill, take it away.
Yeah, Gophers like did not miss a shot the first 10 minutes of that game, and I was very nervous. I didn't even text you. Like, I thought, God damn it, don't do this to me. Don't do this. The Gophers hoops team cannot beat Illinois this year. Please, please. And then, thank God, Kofi got a couple of the big dudes in foul trouble for the Gophers, and it was game over. Rick Pitino Jr. seemed very fidgety on the sidelines, as he's wont to
be. Yeah, that's the cocaine.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I really wanted Illinois to score 100. That was like, I'm a little disappointed that they did not score 100. So that was good. I'm sorry that happened. But honestly, Minnesota beating St. Louis is a pretty good team. That's a good W.
I know. Yeah. I just said it's their first loss of the year. Yeah. I don't know how they're not ranked. Thank you so much.
No, that's a legit W. So Minnesota might not be that bad. I think Illinois was pissed. That was bad timing for Minnesota to play Illinois. And then Illinois shit the bed in the second half against Rutgers yesterday. So Illinois slipped down to 18 in the top 25. They have lost three games to three undefeated teams, though, I guess, who are all ranked above Illinois now. They're on the top 12, I think, between Missouri, Baylor, and Rutgers. So legit quality losses, just like Minnesota has. Illinois is going to be fine. I love that. That was great. That's what you call a quality loss. No, Illinois basketball is going to be fine. I am not worried about them at all. I'm really not. But the news of the weekend, really, was Illinois losing to Penn State in that pointless game. Why did they even play that game? So stupid.
I don't know. And they were up, weren't they? They were up.
Yeah.
And then they gave up like 40 unanswered points. I don't know the exact stats, but
I don't remember either. But I think both teams combined for at least 28 points in the first quarter. It was amazing. It was kind of fun. And then I watched late. I watched it on delay, so I did not waste a good afternoon on that. But the news, the legit news of the weekend for Illinois, the Illinois athletic department, was Brett Bielema getting back into college football. I am so in. I can't even begin to tell you, Dan. You and I texted about this possibility midweek, I think, last week.
Yeah.
And you could already tell I was talking myself into it.
Oh, you absolutely were talking yourself into it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Like your flip, it was amazing.
It was great. The more I read about him, and but here's the reality though, the more I really thought about what Illinois football is and is not, like, it's a great hire for Illinois football. It would not be a great hire for like Michigan football, right? So that's the thing. That's the lens you got to look at it through. Like, a team like Illinois, or a program like Illinois football, at least in the last 15 years, couldn't have dreamed of having a good Brett Bielema. We'll see what he is now, obviously. We have no idea. But I'm all about just the idea of it. The fact, I don't know if you've been listening to the radio this week at all, Dan, since the hire was made. It's Monday, so it's a short week. But what came out was Bielema, he was announced as the coach, and he called the head of the Illinois High School Football Association, whatever, this year. It's a guy in Jacksonville, Illinois, not Jacksonville, Florida, asshole of America. And he basically, you know, reintroduced himself to on behalf of all the Illinois football coaches. The guy said Lovey Smith never called that organization in his 5 years. What the fuck, Lovey? What are you doing? It's outrageous. And I know it's political, and I know, like, not that Brett Bielema probably wanted to make that call, but it's the obvious move, right? You got to recruit your state, right? So anyway, what are your thoughts? I know you hate Wisconsin. I know you find Brett Bielema attractive. I understand that. What are your thoughts from a Gopher point of view and a Big Ten fan?
Well, he's also an Iowa guy, so yeah it's true. A double whammy for me.
Good point.
I'm going to make fun of the hire because of his big belly and just his general vibe. I think you're on the money. I mean, it's funny to see now with Lovey out the door, all the stories of just how much he neglected the state of Illinois, which is just not necessary. Like, even if he had it in his mind, like, I want kids from Florida or Texas or wherever he was pulling these kids from to just completely ignore the state. There was, I don't know who it was. I don't know if I sent it to you. There was someone who wrote an article. I think he was a local Illini blogger, and he interviewed multiple coaches in the Chicagoland area who said one of them was an Illinois grad, like played football there.
Oh,
and he
said Loyola, right? Is it
Loyola?
John Holacek? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, never spoke with Lovey. Never was here. And it wasn't even like, not even necessary that it's like Lovey, just like the staff wasn't involved at all. There was another coach, I think up in Crystal Lake, I want to say. He said, if I know I have a Big Ten kid in my program, the first call I'm making is to Iowa. Like, that was so incredible to me. And I'm not saying it from a perspective of a Gopher fan, but it just shows like what lack of effort that they put in, because you just never know. You never know if there's a family connection or a kid wants to stay local. It's just, it's so outrageous. And if I were an Illini fan, I would feel like he just robbed. He just stole from the school. He stole from the state. He stole from the taxpayers' bill. I think it just clearly he was mailing it in, and we made the jokes. He was like a cry for help, and he, you know, the white beard, and it's just not it's not where he wanted to be. But he took the job and he half-assed it, and I think everyone was maybe a little surprised that they fired him during a pandemic. But after these stories came out, and I went back and looked at his recruiting classes, I thought I had an idea that he was recruiting okay. He was horrible. The highest he got, his highest recruiting class in the Big Ten, the ranking was number 10. Everything else was 12 to 14. That's awful. So it's not like he neglected the state of Illinois and then like was pulling kids from elsewhere. He just was bad everywhere. So, I mean, Bielema is a step up. I there's nothing. He just is a step up. I'm surprised they went with another name guy instead of going with like the young up and coming guy who's going to be recruiting his balls off. Who's, you know, I know the Illinois connection. I think we talked about this last time. I don't think you need like a guy who's like, I'm in Illinois. You just need someone who's going to put forth the effort to connect with these coaches and these players. So I'm a little surprised that they went back to that. Will you recognize this name? Because these kids don't know who Brett Bielema is. There's no chance these high school kids know that he even coached at Arkansas. And even so, nobody's impressed by that, right? So if that's the reason, they're like, oh, they will remember him from Wisconsin. Nope, don't do that. So I do think he's going to recruit in Illinois just because he actually knows what he's doing. But I'm still the guy from Buffalo, right? He may not want to come to Illinois, right? Like,
he was supposedly the runner up, Lance Leipold.
Yeah. So, but you know, that I didn't going through that. He's, I think, become a hot commodity. So he probably Illinois may be beneath him at this point, right?
Maybe.
I mean, that's what you said made a lot of sense, that, you know, they got to kind of, Illinois kind of has to know who they are. And I the more I think about it, I think the Bielema hire was good. I'm still going to make fun of it, and I'm going to hate him just by default. So
that's so good.
Yeah. But I think it's definitely a good move for Illini football. And I absolutely love it when you talk yourself into shit like this within like 5 seconds.
Oh yeah. I was surprised, but if it totally came out of left field, I would have been like completely shocked. But the fact that there were kind of murmurs that this actually might happen last week, I thought kind of weird. Don't love it on the surface. Let me dig a little deeper. And I now totally love it. Here are a couple things that I want to bring to your attention, Dan, in case you didn't know. His introductory press conference today. And somebody asked him, hey, Brett, how have you grown since your last time in the Big Ten, right, when you were with Wisconsin? And he said, unfortunately, I've physically grown. I have to take care of that.
That's a great – good for him. Yeah. That's a great line. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Damn it, I don't want to like him, Bill. This
I know.
This, I don't need to hear these things.
I think you're going to like this too, even though you hate Iowa. I hate Iowa. But I saw this on his Wikipedia. I know that's your go-to when you're doing, you know, game previews.
When I'm feeling lucky.
yeah, exactly. So I don't know if you know this. Dan, you probably do. The audience might not know this. I'm learning this. That Bielema played college football as a defensive lineman at University of Iowa under Hayden Fry from 89 to 92. He was a captain his senior season. He actually walked on, I think, initially. In his senior season, after Iowa beat Iowa State 21-7, Bielema approached Iowa State head coach Jim Walden for a post-game handshake, and he said, "You're a big prick. It's been a pleasure kicking your ass for the last 5 years." Iowa State didn't beat Iowa during Bielema's tenure with the team, and he had to apologize. He and Hayden Fry had to, like apologize to Iowa State because of his mouth. I love that shit. Like, honestly, yeah. It's like... that's pretty great. Illinois needs an edge, honestly. And I know it's like a reactionary hire. It's like Lovey was boring. He was solid and steady, but you know, like you said, you can easily make the argument he's mailing it in. Where Bielema, he'll probably embarrass the athletic department every once in a while with something he'll say or whatever. But I kind of love it in a way. Like, I don't see a lot of downside because it's Illinois football. Because it's Illinois football.
Yeah, I don't blame. No. There's no negatives with any of that. I did not know that story about it.
You're a prick. It's been a pleasure kicking your ass.
What a weak move by Hayden Fry to make him apologize. Just own it and say, fuck you. You're our rival. Eat our ass.
Right.
Which clearly you could see he would definitely... I mean, Bielema has eaten a couple asses in his day, right?
I could see it. Yeah, our fans and eggs thing has gotten. There's been some rumors flying around about Bielema, and I'm willing to believe all stories about Brett Bielema. I am. That picture we actually mentioned. I was thinking about this. We mentioned Bielema, I think, because of the New York Giants staff. Probably is when you mentioned him, and then we both said when. You thought of Brett Bielema. What do you think about? We both thought about that shirtless picture that was probably in Deadspin or something from him in Vegas, I assume. And that's like, I have no issue with that being the head coach of Illinois football, like a guy that just owns his weirdness. Like,
yeah,
I'm cool with it. It's college football, baby.
I would be too. And him cracking a joke about him being a fat guy lately is phenomenal. And I want to hate the move. I can't do it. I mean, that's – damn it. God damn it. Bring back Lovey. Bring back Lovey for my Gophers, please. More mediocrity.
More boring. Yeah, exactly.
More boring.
Like the Big Ten West is interesting. I know Frank Grease Tank was talking about how gritty it is now, especially with Bielema. It kind of is. It's between Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Purdue, Northwestern.
Nebraska.
And Nebraska, right. It's – and the two, like, spread teams, Nebraska and Purdue, are, like, they could be afterthoughts, potentially.
Yeah,
I'd love to say
right.
that as an Illinois fan. Probably not this year. But eventually, it's, like, it's kind of – I kind of love it in a way. I kind of do.
Well, Bielema's got to start recruiting his tits off, those big tits of his.
Ooh.
And I think he'll do it. So congrats to you, Bill. I did want to say this, that when you flipped on a dime and talking yourself into Bielema, that's a patent Bill move, as I've known you for years, and I can't not think of Trubisky when I was so mad about us drafting Trubisky instead of Watson, and I wanted you to be mad with me, and you wouldn't do it. You within like 5 minutes had convinced yourself that Ryan Pace knew exactly what he was doing. And you told me if I didn't get on board by like later that evening that I was not allowed to be a Bears fan anymore.
That's
it was
right.
So irrational.
It was.
So when you were texting me about how, like, I think I woke up and saw the news and then I saw your text within like 2 minutes and you were like, I fucking love it. So I want you to know that I appreciate how loyal you are and how quickly you can jump on board. That's just good stuff. I don't fault you for it.
Thanks, buddy. I'm a total meatball at the end of the day. I really am. Just know that those 5 minutes between the drafting of Mitch Trubisky and my rationalization of it, I was not happy. I was I love Watson, but it did take 5 minutes, and I was pretty much yelling at you to get on my team. Get on this.
Well, see, I didn't know that you had any time where you were upset, and you made me feel guilty for being mad. So that's been a weight lifted off my shoulders after all these years. So thank you so much. I'm glad we got that out of the way in Big Ten minute.
It was, I remember sitting on my couch because Kristen Doigs was there. Like, she doesn't watch the draft like most normal people. And they were speculating about the Bears, and the Bears traded up, and I got so excited because I thought it was for Watson. and then when it wasn't Watson, like I sat there in stunned silence, but I did almost immediately talk myself into it. That is a fact. That is a fact. And I made you feel bad for not jumping on board as quickly as I did.
That's all right.
I did. I remember that very distinctly. I feel like I gave you 24 hours. Maybe not. I might be wrong about that.
I think it was 24 hours, and you made it clear in like a group text, so you had witnesses.
Cuse was in it. I remember.
And it was hard for me. It's hard for me, but I'm glad we got this out in the open. And I'm glad that Brett Bielema brought us back together here.
He did. Brett Bielema exposed that night in 2016. I don't know. I'm bad at math and calendars.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember. Whatever. I don't care.
Who gives a fuck? It's fine. This has been the Big Ten Minute. Brett Bielema, Coach of the Year 2021 in the Big Ten. He's got 3 Rose Bowls. I love you, Dan.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. Love you, too.
Zendikes, guys, this has been amazing. It's Christmas week. I hope that you make out with whoever you want to under the mistletoe, but I hope you get your COVID test first, because I think saliva might be a bit of an issue with this virus. Dan, this has been fun, bud. Probably talked a little bit too much about Illinois, but they've kind of made a lot of headlines lately, so sorry to you and our audience, I guess.
I mean, I'm right in Illini country, so I like talking about it. I got no beef with it. Sorry, not sorry. You're welcome. God bless America. Speaking of mistletoe, have you ever smooched a lady or a man under a mistletoe, like a serious one?
No, I'm not sure I've ever actually seen mistletoe. I made this reference earlier this week to Kristen Doinks, actually, and she looked at me like I was a fucking alien. I don't know that I've ever been in the same room as mistletoe. You?
Yeah, we throw one up in the house. It's like, but it's for jokes. But I feel like, is there ever been an instance of like that actually working? Being like, ooh, I'm at an office Christmas party. We're under the mistletoe.
Yeah,
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm sure that has happened. I'm sure HR had to get involved immediately, right?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Feels weird.
All right, well, speaking of HR, your buddy Tony La Russa actually got his punishment today. Pretty weak. I mean, apparently he's okay to drink and drive and get no punishment, so... what are your thoughts on your best friend and your savior, Lord and Savior, Tony La Russa?
I was angry at the fact that an asshole like that can get away with stuff that a normal American cannot, because it wasn't the first time that he's run into this issue. If that were you and me, we'd be in fucking jail for a while, honestly.
Well, and supposedly that the state of Arizona and I guess that county are the strictest DUI laws like in the country, right? So for him to get, what is he, one day? Not even jail time, right?
No, that was in lieu of jail time. He has 1 day of house arrest. He has a $1,500 fine and like 20 hours of community service. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's embarrassing. It is.
Bill, I hate this guy so much. Like, I've really grown to like the Sox the last few years, and each day that passes that Tony La Russa is attached to him, I'm starting to hate the players. I'm sorry. I fucking hate that guy. He's a piece of shit. Shame on Reinsdorf for allowing this asshole in your locker room, because of course you're on the team, Bill. I'm just throwing you in the mix, but
I'm backing up Madrigal this year.
I think you're taller than him, aren't you?
I think I am. Yes.
Yeah. You tower over him. So, I don't know. That was such a fucking joke. And shame on you, Arizona. Shame on you, Reinsdorf. I'm not mad at you, Bill. That's not your fault.
No. Yeah. I am not defending him whatsoever. I'm happy to be on team non-DUI. A quote from him today that I took a screenshot of. This is from Tony La Russa today. Quote, "I know I don't have a drinking problem, just like I know I made a serious mistake in February. Where I am right now is to prove I don't have a drinking problem and to prove it every day off the field that I'm going to handle it," unquote. So his, like, the first, like, 2 to 3 times he's talked to the Chicago media, essentially either through, you know, a press release or on a Zoom call, he's had to basically say, "I'm not a racist."
Yep.
"And I don't have a drinking problem."
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep. He's claimed to be a know-it-all. Everything you just read there is like, I know everything I'm doing and I made a mistake, but I know I made a mistake. And it's like, okay, so you know everything you're doing. You still did it. That means you're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole. So, yeah, fuck off, Tony La Russa. You're a piece of shit.
But I hope you win a title for the White Sox in 2021.
Gross.
I really do. Ugh, it's so nasty. Somebody said that, like, the book is closed on that story. It's not. Not for White Sox. Not for I'll speak for myself. For me, the book is not closed. Like, he and I think he said something in his stupid statement today too, like, I know it was a horrible, you know, first impression for White Sox fans or whatever. It's like, this is not 1983 when you were the White Sox manager and you're doing Bud Light commercials with Jim Fry across Chicago. Like, you're a dick and everybody knows it, so you better fucking win a title and then maybe you'd be slightly forgiven by Chicago sports fans. But he's not going to live this down. He's not. And neither is Jerry Reinsdorf. Fuck them both.
They shouldn't. But yeah, I just want you to know that I'm actively rooting against the Sox now, and it's only because of Tony La Russa. And I don't know what else to say. I don't want to see you upset, but I can't wish for good things for that motherfucker.
Are you kind of surprised that I have not done a total flip-flop with Tony La Russa the same way that I'm capable of doing with the previous segment we talked about Mitch and Brett Bielema?
No, I'm not surprised, because you're actually you're a better human than you are a meatball sports fan. So you recognize an asshole when he's an asshole. So no, I'm not surprised by that. That was more of a serious answer than you probably wanted, but but I also get that, you know, it's the same thing. It's not exactly the same, but I fucking hate the Ricketts family with a passion. I think they're a terrible trash family that only cares about themselves. Their political views definitely don't line up with mine, and I think they fucking suck. And they only care about money, not about the fans, not about winning baseball games. But you know what? I've been a Cubs fan a lot longer than they've been around, so I shouldn't be punished because of that. You shouldn't be punished because Tony La Russa is just dropping in for a few years of your Sox fandom. So I'm not faulting you for that, and I wouldn't, but you can still call it what it is. He's still a fucking prick, so it is what it is. So no, I don't. I understand that you're rooting for the team, but you're not necessarily rooting for him.
Yeah, no, that I was talking the second time I've referenced Phil Senior this episode, where we were both like, okay, I think it's going to be like 2 years at the most of this guy, right? That we've got to like take our medicine because Jerry Reinsdorf wanted to satisfy a wet dream that he's had for
wet hens.
Almost
wet
40
hen dream.
Years. Yeah, Phil, what do you think about Tony La Russa? Does Phil? I know Phil umpires baseball. Does he? Oh, he's a Cubs fan. Phil's
he's
a Cubs fan.
Guy. Yeah, yeah. God bless you, Phil. Thank you for that.
Fuck that, Phil. Come on. Come to the dark side, baby. Especially now. Come on.
I thought you were going to say, fuck you, Phil. And you and I were going to fight. You and I were going to fist fight. Don't talk about Phil like that.
I would never say that about any of our fans and eggs. Thank you, Marcel, by the way, for being involved in our WhatsApp chat. It's red hot. We did not have fans and eggs, obviously, this week, because you would have heard it. Because, I'll be honest, I was too lazy to edit another segment and find a non-friend that was a Florida Bears fan.
That's fair.
Yeah. That one's on me.
We failed to mention in the Big Ten Minute, we're talking all about Frank being in Indy for Big Ten championship game. A heartbreaker of a game. Felt like Northwestern was going to shock the world there, and Ohio State's talent just kind of took over. But sorry, Frank. Thank you for the invite to the wedding. We will definitely be there. So let us know where and when, buddy.
Do you think Frank's in denial about Fitzgerald potentially leaving Northwestern at some point? Or do you think he won't leave Evanston? Because I know I'm biased. Like, I want Northwestern football to eventually not be as good as Illinois football. So I feel like I have to remove myself from this. What do you think? As you're unbiased, I think, in this category.
Yeah, I would say that I like Fitzgerald. I don't have any problems with him. It doesn't seem like it would make sense for him to leave Northwestern, but it feels like he's been there so long and he's sort of peaked. Like, this, it's not going to get better than this. I could see him leaving. I don't know that Frank's in denial. I just don't know. It's not like it seems like a kind of a 50-50 toss up where it would suck to be at a school that you like. He can only go down from here, right? Like, there's no, he's never winning a national championship there. It's because you're never going to get the talent. It's because it's hard to get good talent in there.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's so hard. So he's only going to, it could only get worse. I'd imagine at some point a guy like him is going to be like, I need a new challenge. Bears? Like, are you thinking like he's going to be the Bears coach? I like that like weird rumor. Like, what sense does that make? Just because he happens to coach in the same city?
Yeah,
no.
I like that rumor too when it happened. Only to needle Frank a little bit. But I do think it's not illegitimate because his boss just left, right? Jim Phillips is now the
ACC good call. Yeah.
Commissioner. So I do feel like that changes things, or could. And you were saying, you know, I feel like he's hit his ceiling at Northwestern, which is fantastic. That is not a criticism. I mean, unbelievable. He's won two Big Ten West titles in like 3 years. Like, that's ridiculous. You and I both would kill for that with Minnesota or
absolutely.
Illinois. So, like, but I don't see them, no offense, Frank or Northwestern fans, they're not going to compete for a national title because of academic restrictions and, you know, whatever. And they're not Ohio State at this point anyway, right? So, yeah, I think I think there's a small chance. I'm not even rooting for it. I'm really not, because I think he's perfect for Northwestern. But if it's ever going to happen, it could happen this offseason. I do think that.
Where would he go? Like, what's the – I'm with you. Like, it could happen, but what's the move?
Yeah. If the Bears aren't going to open up because of this red-hot two-game winning streak, I don't know. I don't know if there's another match outside of Chicago. And Chicago is probably a very lazy assumption that, oh, yeah, it's just a few miles down the road. And he was a Bears fan, I'm sure, as a kid, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, would he go to, like, an SEC school? Auburn? I mean,
that'd be weird. Because that reminds me now, like, I feel like we're talking about Brett Bielema in a way, too,
yeah,
where it's like
right.
You hit the ceiling at Wisconsin with three Rose Bowls in a row, and then you got to go somewhere else. And then is that a good, like, is there any place in college that would be a Pat Fitzgerald fit outside of Big Ten, though? I don't see it personally. He's a Midwestern dude.
Like, I've seen a few people say Michigan, if that job opens up, he could, but I feel like he's such a loyal guy. I don't see him doing that. Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think he'd rather just leave the conference than go to another Big Ten school, honestly. Right? Yeah, I don't see that happening. Yeah.
Unless they said, we'll pay you $8 million a year. I don't know.
Yeah. What does he make at Northwestern now? Do you have any idea?
I meant to look it up because I was looking up, I will admit, in case it was brought up during Big Ten Minute, assistant salary pool stats. I was looking it up. Because for some reason, and because I did the research, I have to bring it up. There's only 27 assistants in Power 5 schools that are making over $1 million. And Ohio State has four of them. That's unbelievable.
Minnesota
does not have any of them. The next closest to $1 million, Illinois' current offensive coordinator, Rod Smith. He's number 28. He's got nude pictures of Josh Whitman. Guess where you think Minnesota guys fall in that category, by the way. Do you have any idea of their assistants?
No. Well, they had the one guy who left and went to Penn State. I have no idea. No, I have no clue.
Lower than I would have thought. His PJ Fleck been stealing all the money, apparently. His top assistants are making $625, which are ranked 121, 122 in Power 5. That's cheap. Come on, Minnesota boosters. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Open your wallets, bitches.
That is interesting. I know that. Anyway, well, is this why you were looking it up? I know that was a big sticking point for why Bielema left Wisconsin, or that's what he claims, right?
Yes.
Is that why you're looking it up?
I was nervous about what the pool was going to be for Illinois assistants. I know it was good when Lovie started, and then it tailed away, and then I thought, oh fuck, what's it going to be for Bielema? But it's Whitman committed to a huge. He said at least $5 million, and I thought, that doesn't sound like a lot. What does that mean? And then it actually is a lot because, like I said, only 27 guys in Division I, Power 5, even make $1 million outside of head coach. That surprised me.
Huh, I'm surprised there's not more. How many? Give me that number again.
Only 27 assistants in Power 5, on Power 5 teams, make $1 million or more. And it's everybody you think. It's Alabama. It's Arkansas,
LSU.
Actually, was up there.
Oh, which, really?
Yeah, it's a lot of SEC.
Huh.
Big Ten, it was Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and only one other. There's only one other outside of Illinois.
Interesting.
Which shocked the fuck out of me.
Huh. Well, yeah, I know Bielema was like a huge asshole about that on his way out the door.
Yep.
That he's like, oh, I want to pay my assistants more. And it's like, all right, go to Arkansas and get your ass kicked. Then what? And that's what happened. Now he's back
in
Illinois.
Now, baby. Yes, let's get weird.
Yeah, well.
But I did find that interesting. I more looked it up to make fun of the Gophers, I'll be honest. That's basically why I did it. I'm gonna lay it all out here for you, buddy.
I'm so offended. So offended, Bill. Thanks so much, buddy. Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Happy holidays. What'd you get Kristen for Christmas?
I got her You know what? I get her a lifetime of jokes. I got her a subscription to Zero Dunks Podcast on Apple Podcasts. And I'll probably give her an extra smooch under the mistletoe. I'm not going to say on this podcast. I'm sure she listens. I don't want to spoil it, Dan. How about you and Jordan Doinks? What are you going to slip in her stocking, buddy?
Well, she doesn't listen, so I can tell you and our loyal listeners, which most of them have probably given up at this point in the episode. I got her a replica ring of this year's Super Bowl that the Bears are going to win, like a Bears Super Bowl ring. I obviously don't know what the design's going to be yet, but I just imagine what Virginia would pick for the design. It's got a cross on it. It has Sweaty Teddy on the inside, dripping with sweat. So I got her, Bears Super Bowl 2021 ring. I don't know what Super Bowl ring. 50.
I don't speak Latin, so when they throw those,
I don't either. A lot
X's
of X's,
and L's,
a lot of yeah. There's a lot of weird letters. I don't know what they mean. So, yeah, there you go. That's what I'm getting her, and she'll never hear this, so it doesn't matter. So
she's gonna love it. She's gonna absolutely love it.
She's gonna probably punch me in the face with it. So you'll see it next week on my forehead, the imprint.
I know. Last week she made a cameo, and she had like a hammer and like a screwdriver or something in your basement, and then that brought to mind a question that I have for you. A, did she solve whatever that issue was? And B, is your rabbit still alive in your basement?
The rabbit's still alive, won't die. Scottie Pippen, if you've not listened to us previously, it is a female. She goes by Pippi. She is. Oh, let me check. She's very quiet tonight, but she's alive as far as I know. The resolution of the hammer and screwdriver, yes. We're doing some home improvement things, a little painting, curtains had to come down, not beef curtains. So she was dealing with that. There was broken glass. It was a shit show, but we're good. Nobody died as far as I know, but be safe out there, Rick. And did I answer all your questions?
You did. You did great. You absolutely did great. When was the last time that you either smoked weed or ate edibles, Dan?
Ooh.
That's the last Christmas question I want to ask you.
It has been 2 weeks, I think. 2 weeks, something like that. How about you?
I think 2 weeks. Somebody slid me something, one of my neighbors, at a dinner that I had. And I think I was the only one that had it. So I kind of felt like an addict.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a problem.
Thanks a lot, neighbors.
Yeah. No, I'm ready to dial something up. I always consider it before we start recording this. But then I get real messed up with how time works, and I think it'll be low quality if I'm too, because I'll get too high and then nothing will make sense. So you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, audience. If audience, if you're interested in hearing us high, go back to the April 20th episode where Dan and I both had edibles before that episode, and you can definitely tell, I'm sure, as the episode goes on, as well as I don't remember the exact date, but it was Rick Fieldsman's backyard. Rick, Dan, myself, and Coach Cuse were slapping a lot of hams and a lot of edibles.
Oh, let me correct you there.
Oh wait,
I was the
not.
Only one. I was the yeah. only one that did not.
Okay.
Because I was the only one that did not, and that was for editing purposes, for you, it was fun to watch because you were very confused. You kept saying, there is no way. I did not hit start on this. And I was like, Bill, you did. I've been watching the clock. And you're like, nope, does not make sense. None of it makes sense. And
it was so weird because we have a a little inside baseball here. We have a clock that runs at the bottom of Squadcast here when Dan and I do segments. And I was convinced that either time was standing still or I didn't press start. Like, I think I completely ruined one segment, but it might have only been, we've been talking for like 30 seconds or it could have been 30 minutes. I have no idea.
No, it was like 10 minutes. I remember it very vividly. It was like 10 minutes and you're like, oh, I don't think I hit start. This doesn't make sense. I was like, Bill, trust me. We're good. Just keep going. So, yeah, it messes me up as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're rambling on here. We probably should wrap this up soon, but probably about a month ago, I was at a socially distanced birthday party outdoor, and I maybe had gotten a little too high, and we took an Uber home from Schiller Park area. I don't know. Nobody cares. Why am I saying this? It's probably like a 30-minute Uber ride. I was convinced, and I was with Jordan, that it was taking us over 2 hours to get home. Over 2 hours. And she was like, you just need to stop. Just stop. And I was like, oh, my God, this is taking forever. This is taking forever. And she's like, you just keep saying that. Stop it. Just shut up. Just shut up and close your eyes. And I couldn't do it. So I don't know. I'm a total amateur. I'll admit it. I'm still a total amateur. But
Sam, yeah.
That's why I'm having hams.
Yep. That's why we stick to the Devil's Brew. Hams taste great whether it's hot or cold. It always tastes room temp. Thank you, Hams, for being a sponsor. We love you. Can you please ship to all of our fans and eggs, though? Can you make it happen? We don't want to pay for it. We don't want to deal with customs.
We don't want to deal with customs. This has been fun, Bill. Thanks for having me. Thanks for hosting me. Thanks for editing. Have some lasagna this Christmas. Tell John Arbuckle I said hello.
Yeah.
Go Bears. Fuck off, Packers. Fuck you, Jags. God bless. Twitter, Bears fans, because you need the help.
You need the help. We love you. Bears, get in the playoffs, baby. At least stay relevant for one more week. Thank you, Bears, for making this a winter to remember. Zero Dogs, thank you guys for listening and putting up with our bullshit. We love you, Zero Dogs.
Love you guys. Bye.
Here comes Mitchell Claus. Here comes the Trubisky train right down touchdown lane. He's got a ball for each wide receiver and tight end in the end zone. So hop on in and ride it into the playoffs. All the way to collect the Lombardi Trophy.
I think
save from falling.